is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. All those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is free, so enjoy it. Again, freetalklive.com. Well, saw a headline last night that was certainly eye-catching. Turns out it doesn't have to do exactly with the governments here in America, but it could. It could very well soon. I think California may be the place that will be subject to behavior like this on the part of the bureaucrats. The story is from WorldNet Daily, and it is about Germany and homeschooling. Apparently, they don't like it too much over there in old Germany. Parents taking care of their own kids.
Well, you know, anybody who's in the public school system really hates the idea that somebody might, well, think that their product that they produce at public school is so extraordinarily crappy that
right.
they'd rather keep their kid at home and and educate them there.
It's it really is quite an entitlement mentality that the people within the system have. They believe that they are entitled.
They own your children.
Right. Not only do they believe they're entitled to your children, because, I mean, over in Germany, you're going to see the extreme here. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Not only do they believe they own your children, but they also believe they own your property. And that if you've decided that, like myself, I don't really want to pay property taxes to educate kids anymore. I don't want them going to these government indoctrination centers.
Right.
I don't even have kids.
They're just socialist indoctrination centers, and I have no desire to send my child to them, and I don't want to pay for them.
Right, but
What do they teach there? They teach them how to cuss, knife fight, and put a condom on a cucumber. I'm not interested in paying for that.
Right. I was told this morning, I called a local talk show, and I asked the question, well, what would happen if one decided one was no longer going to pay the school portion of one's property taxes? And I was told that after 3 years, my house would probably be taken from me. It would probably be taken from me. And they called, I said, well, isn't that stealing? And they said, well, no, that's the law. And I said, oh, so that means that if somebody writes some stuff down on a piece of paper and calls it the law, then that makes stealing okay? Well, we've got different definitions on blah, 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 you know, just dodging and just this kind of entitled mentality. The idea that they are somehow entitled to my money or they're going to take my house from me.
It's
sick,
the
dude.
Idea that you can write something down on paper and then get a bunch of old guys that are probably dead at this point to vote on it and then make it a law and then everybody has to do it. It's ludicrous. I mean, there were laws in this country that stole the land from the Indians, that interred Japanese Americans during World War II, that enslaved black people.
Sure.
There are all kinds of bad laws. There were laws in Nazi Germany that you could gas Jews. The fact is that if somebody writes it down, doesn't make it good, right, just, true,
right.
or fair. Even if a majority of the people, and we don't live in a democracy, because I don't get to vote on most laws. Granted, I live in a town in New England, so I can vote in on town issues in a real democracy. But the vast majority of us in America,
whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, exist in a representative democracy, which means that we send thieves to Washington D.C. or to our state capital to decide, what it is to legislate. So legislators, mm-hmm. they legislate, and they come up with all kinds of really great laws that they enforce in a really great fashion, and we all suffer.
So, I missed a beat this morning when I made the phone call, and you can actually hear it over at freekeen.com, which is my blog site. I recorded it, but I forgot to use your line, Mark. The host of the show, Fred, he cornered me a little bit with the line about, well, you can always leave. And you weren't born here. You came here from Florida because I'm a Free State Project member. I did move here to New Hampshire from Florida a couple of years ago in search of more liberty. And I forgot your line about, well, what about the founding fathers? Should they have just moved? Right? Wasn't that how you would have responded to that?
It's a good way to handle it. And, are you going to besmirch the name of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington?
So I missed my chance on
tax
that one.
Tax protesters all?
But and I also asked about the funny little thing. Now, I wonder, since we're on so many stations tonight, it's our Saturday show. We've got like twice as many stations on board.
Big ones, too.
Someone outside of New Hampshire, grab your property, your most recent property tax bill, and then dial in at 800-259-9231. I'm just curious. From what I understand, here in New Hampshire, there are no dollar signs on the property tax bill. Now, I actually asked about this morning when I called this local talk show. I said, well, why is it that there are no dollar signs? And they just sort of blew it off. Well, I don't have time to worry about things like that. It's a conspiracy theory. And it does sound conspiratorial. I certainly agree with that. But these lawyers, they're very particular about things.
Yeah.
When lawyers do things,
right,
they do it for a reason.
Down. When they write things down and they can, and then they go back and forth with each other and all their little nonsense. Well, the things that they write down have to be very, very, accurate.
Right.
So it might have to do with, something from the Uniform Commercial Code called presentment.
And I don't know. All I know is I'm looking at this bill. And there are at least four places where they could have put a dollar sign, where they're demanding a certain amount of money or amount of whatever. Because I don't know. Maybe it's not money. Maybe it's, clam shells or banana peels or something, where they're demanding this amount and they didn't put it there. And so I thought, well, it must be like this on all of their bills, right? So I went and got my water bill. Dollar signs all over that. So what's the deal there? Is it just like that in New Hampshire, or do they do it elsewhere? Do they do it where you are? Go and dig out your property taxes if you get a chance tonight. We'll be on the air for another 3 hours or so here. So 800-259-9231, because I don't think I have any my old ones from Florida at this point.
Yeah, why would you keep those awful things?
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. Here's a story from WorldNet Daily. A mother and father who've been homeschooling their children each have been ordered by a German judge to serve 3-month prison terms after a prosecutor said he was unhappy with fines the family paid and he wanted the parents jailed. So I guess paying the fines wasn't good enough for these bureaucrats. The sentences for Jurgen and Rosemary Dudek were announced in Germany's equivalent of a district court in the state of Hesse, according to a staff attorney. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association is a premier homeschooling advocacy organization in the world, has been monitoring and helping their case since before a federal prosecutor announced his intention more than a year ago to see the parents behind bars. According to the HSLDA, words escape me. It's unconscionable, incredible, shocking. They'll appeal, of course. He said the prosecutor's agenda is clear with the mindset, you guys are rebelling against the state. We're going to punish you. Donnelly said work was begun immediately to pursue an appeal through the German state court system. He describes the sentences as breathtaking. It was just a year ago when apparently the prosecutor appealed a lower court's imposition of fines against the Dudeks. The prosecutor said at the time he would demand jail sentences of 3 months each and also that he would not permit the case to be resolved with probation for the parents. A newspaper reporter said the parents previously paid fines because they didn't send their children to school for religious reasons. He said the parents, who are Christians, teach their children themselves. 2 years ago, the court also had dealt with them, and that case, dealing with the payment of a fine, had been dropped. The judge who imposed the fines also criticized school officials for refusing to answer the family's request for approval of their private school. So it sounded like, at least initially, some of the courts were not quite as nasty to these people as they could have been, but that was not pleasing to the prosecutor.
No, he had to have more.
Says the chief of the local government education department said he would enforce the mandatory school attendance law against the family and said he resented the judge's interference. At the time, he said his duty is to make a judgment when the prosecutor brings a charge and to stay out of administrative matters. The attitude is typical of some officials in Germany, where homeschooling has been stamped on since the Nazi era, critics say. Practical Homeschool magazine has noted one of the first acts by Hitler when he moved into power was to create a governmental ministry of education and give it control of all schools and school-related issues.
It's a plank of the Communist Manifesto, too.
What would you do if you were a parent wanting to homeschool your children and facing time in jail? When would you bow down to the state, or would you?
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list a possible side effect. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features include updates. You want to get kept in the loop about Free Talk Live, what's going on with the show, get on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on it for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about education-related stuff. Talking about property taxes and Also, a situation out in Germany where parents have now been sent to prison, 3-month prison terms, because they are homeschooling their children. And I,
you know, and schooling, homeschooling, and property taxes are inexorably linked, because the fact is, when it comes to property taxes, most of them on a local level go to support the schools. People always trot out, well, without taxes and the government, we wouldn't have any roads. Very small amount of your property taxes actually goes to building and maintaining roads. And,
yeah, I can tell by the way they're maintained around here.
Right.
Yeah,
the roads are crap anyway. Somebody else could do a better job than the government anyhow. But the idea that we have to pay in order to send other people's kids to school, and I'm not talking about the poor people. Sending poor people to school is a welfare issue. It's not a socialism issue. It's not an education issue. Most people that are sending their kids to public school, those kids are driving their own cars in high school, and they're driving their kids to school in very nice cars.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I drive a 94 Dodge Shadow with paint peeling off of it. Now, granted, I could buy a better car if I so chose, but it's paid for, and I just feel like driving that car. You know, there's no reason in the world I should be paying to send some of these other people's kids to school. It's ludicrous.
Well, let's see what you think about it. I'm curious, especially to see how people feel about these folks being sentenced to 3 months in prison because they dared to educate their own children. Let's go to your calls. Ladies first, Arlene in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Arlene.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hello. Well, we were talking about the tax for the school districts.
Yes.
And on my tax statement, it does show the dollar signs.
You do have dollar signs in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Now, that's your property tax?
This is property?
Yes, this is my property tax.
Okay, very interesting.
Very interesting. So it doesn't do it here in New Hampshire. From what I understand, it's all across New Hampshire, but there are no dollar signs.
Uh-huh.
So was that all you had to share with us?
Well, there's something interesting here, too. There are 369. There are 9 designated distribution places, you know, for these property taxes.
Uh-huh.
4 of them are for the school.
Yep.
Yeah. It's about 60% out here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. It's really crazy.
Uh-huh. I know.
Well, 4 of the 9, Mark,
about half of the bill is schools?
Yes, and for the school district itself, that is the largest. It's a 3-digit number.
Right. That's just to run the administrative portion behind the school. These people don't educate anyone.
Do you feel like you're getting your money's worth?
No, absolutely not. I have a niece in Missouri who is homeschooling her children, and the difference in their education, their skill levels, everything is just as different as night and day.
Yeah, it sure is, and that's one of the reasons why the government doesn't want homeschooling going on, or at least
Germany doesn't,
and the same reason that's why California's going that way, and you'll probably see more governments in the United States going that direction, because it takes the kids out of the hands of the state indoctrination centers, and it allows parents to actually have control over what their kids learn, and they don't like that. And I'd like to thank you for the call, Arlene. I appreciate that. At 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ben in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Ben. Or excuse me, WFLA.
Hey.
My apologies.
Hey, no, sorry. I used to be a school teacher, and I'm just telling you, schools are a social programming computer center.
Can
children.
You give me an
That's
example
all.
of what you mean by that?
They browbeat them with a socialized agenda, the social agenda. And the problem I have is, we pay our property taxes here, it's just one lump sum. They don't even tell you where it's going.
Yeah, that's
I know at least 25% to 40% of it goes for the schools. And the schools in this country, you know, are easily fixed. It's easily fixed. You take athletics out of schools and just make it a school for learning, put uniforms in there, make all the kids the same, you know.
I have to disagree with you. I understand that you have your vision.
Some of the things would probably be better.
I understand that you have your vision of what you think would be right for schools, but the problem is, if I have a different vision, only one of us, when it comes to government schools, can have our way.
Well,
that's
here's
why.
Here's the other problem too.
Well, I'll let you go on, but just to give you my solution, would be to get rid of the government schools entirely and essentially marketize the education. Have a free market in education where each parent can get the exact education they're looking for their
like
children.
Just like in England.
Is it like that in England?
Yes, it's pretty much privatized in England. That's why there's so many different schools.
Well,
it's
I hate the term privatized.
Yeah, privatization
usually screw it up. It makes the Democrats squirm.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Sure.
Is there anywhere in the Constitution where it says there's a federal Department of Education?
No, certainly not.
Oh, well, that answers a big question.
Well, there's not a place for the FBI either.
problem, and the reason we have the schools the way we do is for a large portion of this country's history, unless you own property in this country, you couldn't vote to start with. Because it was a republic. It wasn't a democracy. It was founded to be a republic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you give people that don't work, that live on welfare, the right to vote, they're not going to vote for what's best for the country. They're going to vote for what's best for them and lining their own pockets. And that's inherently what is the problem.
Well, I think everybody would. And I think the property, I agree that, you know, making it property owners would probably be a step in the right direction. But really, the question, you know, when it comes to property taxes, here in my New England town, we have a New England town meeting. 600 people get together and they vote on the things to spend money on. And so everybody who's voting is pretty much a property owner, or at least in the family of a property owner.
Well,
and I've got to ask you there, who the hell are those 599 people that are telling me that I've got to pay up for their school? A bunch of thieves.
Well, I agree with you. You know, here we have a school board, and the school board decides, you know, they're going to change the millage rate. They're going to spend what they want to spend on the schools.
Right.
And not only that, they tell you which school your kids got to go to. And if they want to, they can bus you clear across town. And it's just, now we have the voucher program in Florida, which means if you want to put your child in a private school, the state will give you a voucher. And you take the voucher, and the state will pay for part of the private school education. And the teachers' union and the public schools just had a conniption fit when that happened, because that was taking money out of their coffers.
Sure. I bet they did. Of course, should be pointed out that in many cases, these voucher programs can really be the downfall of the private schools that accept the money. Maybe it doesn't happen up front, but over time, what you'll see happen is the government bureaucrats will begin to put rules on the schools that accept the voucher money and essentially turn them into government schools by proxy. That's one of the problems with the vouchers.
Well, the teachers went, and you know what they did? You know what their answer was? They went to court to try and get the court to rule that it was unconstitutional.
Of course they did. They don't mind using violence to get what they want.
Well, they're entitled, see? They feel entitled to all that money.
It's their money.
And those kids. They're entitled to the kids,
right,
too.
They think that your children and your money belong to them.
My kids aren't going to go to public school.
Oh, that's good.
And you're a former public school teacher.
And how fortunate that you're not living in Germany where you might be facing jail time for it. Thank you for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. But how long before this comes here? How long before we hear the first story out of America about a couple of people who are going to go to jail because they dared to homeschool their children? It's close to happening out in California. I'm telling you, more coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protective Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and change virtually anything. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you haven't taken care of your will or living trust or living will, you really need to do those things because, well, you don't want your loved ones to have to deal with the government in order to get the things that are theirs or to take care of you in the time that you need it most. You can do those things at LegalZoom.com. It's fast and easy. You can save a lot of money. They're not lawyers, but, you know, they do handle legal documents. It's LegalZoom.com. You can even save $10 off your order by using code FTL. That's LegalZoom.com. FTL.
1-800-259-9231. We will continue with your calls talking about homeschooling over in Germany. It's something that could end up putting you in prison if you decide that you want to be in charge of your children's education. In fact, according to the Homeschooling Legal Defense Organization, excuse me, I don't think I have the exact term right there. Anyway, according to them, 400 homeschooling families is the estimate. There are 400 estimated in Germany, and virtually all of them have now been either forced into hiding or are currently facing court actions. So these people are really being persecuted. I mean, this is like Holocaust all over again, except without the gas chambers.
In California, they're trying to do the same. They've attempted through both the courts and legislation to make it so that you can't homeschool your kids unless you're certified by the state of California as a teacher. So that means only teachers can homeschool their kids.
Craziness. That's the direction it's going, and it means that more people will be targeted for nonsense like this.
And, you know, when I think about the public, when I think about all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think it all, to quote Paul Simon.
You did better because it was 20 years ago when you got out. The kids today are even worse off.
You know, I took all the advances. I took the advanced classes in high school. But the fact is, you can walk out of that place, and about 20% of the people walk out functionally illiterate, period.
Yeah.
And you can walk out of there having taken the consumer math, which is basically addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division.
Right.
You don't have to get that great of an education. So you're telling me that I can't, that the average person can't provide their kid with that level of education? The crap that they get in school? Most of school is sit down, shut up, raise your hand if
That's
you
right.
want to speak, and make sure you ask if you want to use the bathroom. Turn around, keep your mouth shut.
It says here in the story, again, from WorldNet Daily, the 400 families are in hiding or currently facing court actions. According to the story, the Dudek's, the family we're talking about, that's facing up to 3 months in prison for each of the parents, they warned about a new German federal law that gives family courts the authority to take custody of children as soon as there is suspicion of child abuse, which is how the nation's courts have defined homeschooling. That is, they're abusing their children by taking them out of the government indoctrination system. The new law is seen as a logical step in carving up family rights after a federal court had decided that homeschooling was an abuse of custody. The letter said local youth welfare offices' new authority includes withdrawal of parental custody as one of the methods for punishing uncooperative parents. The Consul General for the Federal Republic of Germany has commented on the issue on a blog, noting that the government, so-called, has a legitimate interest in countering the rise of parallel societies that are based on religion. Sit on that for a moment. Just chew on that for a moment. The government has a legitimate interest in countering the rise of parallel societies that are based on religion. So if you and your family and your friends decide you want to start your own society. Remember, societies are supposed to be voluntary associations of individuals gathered together for a common purpose. If you decide you want to start your own society and it's based on a religious basis, well, the government people believe that they have the right to go in and do whatever it takes to stop you. Does that seem chilling to you? Does it seem wrong? Am I the only one disturbed by all this?
It wasn't that long ago that they threw Christians to lions. And I don't think that, now the people that, in whatever society it is, that the top religion should be able to, do whatever it wants to the bottom ones. And that's essentially what's happening here.
The Consul General...
Because what's normal is the top religion.
The Consul General said that schools, government schools, teach socialization. And that's important, he says, as evident in the government's response when a German family in another case wrote objecting to police officers picking up their child at home and delivering him to a public school. The response the government wrote to those parents said, "The Minister of Education does not share your attitudes towards so-called homeschooling. You complain about the forced school escort of primary school children by the responsible local police officers. In order to avoid this in the future, the education authority is in conversation with the affected family in order to look for possibilities to bring the religious convictions of the family into line with the unalterable school attendance requirement. You'll have to change your religion if you want to continue living in Germany, if that is your religion, talks about homeschooling and supports homeschooling." I mean, this is religious persecution. But
in,
it's not
in
that
this country. Many religious people decide to educate their own kids at home, and I think that is absolutely an inalienable right. They're your kids.
Apparently
you
not.
Should be able to educate them in whatever manner you wish.
Well, you know, this isn't really. I mean, you might be able to sit there and listen to this story and say, "Well, that's happening over Germany. We live in the freest country in the world." Whoa! Hold on a second. Just because religious people aren't being persecuted for homeschooling in this country yet doesn't mean they aren't being persecuted. Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, ring any bells? Over 400 children stolen from their parents based on the flimsiest of pretexts? How about the Strong City folks?
Most people don't know about that Strong
right,
City.
Right, they had three of their teenage children taken from them. And I shouldn't use the term children for teenagers. They had three of their teenagers taken from them at gunpoint. So what they're doing is they're picking on religious people over here. They're just going after them for different things.
It's always easy to go after the weirdos.
Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Sam in Texas is on the AMP line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You mentioned the property tax, that your notification didn't have any dollar sign on it, and I got mine out. Now, I'm in Texas, and there's 28 places where they're listing things like assessed value, taxable value,
mm-hmm.
but there are absolutely no dollar signs anywhere on this. It's not even a bill. It's a property tax notification.
Oh, interesting. Mine says property tax bill, and the lady from Oklahoma says hers had dollar signs on it. So apparently it's very different around the country.
Yeah, so while I've been on hold, I've started reading some of the fine print, thinking surely it's going to say the dollar, you know, that it's got to be paid in dollars or something. And I haven't really found anything. There was a sentence on the back that says property taxes are the primary sources of local government's revenue in Texas. Your tax assessor collector in so-and-so county will be collecting ad valorem or property taxes. Now, I looked up the word valorem in a three-inch thick Black's Law.
It's valorem.
Valorem, and it's not in there.
Hmm.
Do you guys know what that means, or...
I do not know. I've certainly seen the word before, but I've got a dictionary in front of me here.
I don't know. I'm so choked up just from hearing the primary source of the local government's revenue comes from you, the little peons that had better pay or we're going to take your house away. I mean, it makes me want to cue the Star Spangled Banner. It warms my heart the way in this, the freest country in the world, we have to rob our citizens in order to pay for schools. And
I'm not robbing anybody. Just to point out.
He finishes the sentence by saying, or property taxes for the following entities, and then it lists off about 20 cities, and it ends with independent school districts or possibly others, meaning other areas that they can just, these are all the places we're going to take your money from,
mm-hmm.
and if we just arbitrarily decide we want to do it somewhere else, well, we're free to do so. And that's what, you know, these bureaucrats are just going to keep doing. I wonder if we could pay this in peanuts.
Yeah, that is a great question. Or what about pesos or something else, you know? Banana peels.
I'd like to give them an extra peanut and see them make change for 30 cents of a peanut.
Oh, I would just go ahead and give them the extra peanut. I mean, I don't really want the change. They can keep the extra peanut. I don't know. Hopefully we'll see more experimentation in this realm as more people continue to move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because I'm so sick and tired of paying these bureaucrats. I do not want this particular service. I have no interest in it whatsoever. Sam, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bylo, and Rite Aid.
Cartibite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartibite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartibite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you could become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. It's money that we take in and reinvest into the program. Get on more radio stations across the country. And also getting more internet listeners on board and thereby exposing more new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that sounds good to you and you like the idea of maybe getting some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all of the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. So hop on board as we continue with your phone calls about what you want. We go to Claire in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Claire is gone. Let's try another lady listener. It's Connie on the line in Texas on the AMP line. Hello, Connie.
Hello there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to just share something with you. I was talking to my son, and he was talking about the law of attraction, and we were talking about, and he was at an event where they were discussing the law of attraction, and we both believe in it very strongly. But then he said he, you know, kind of got this lady had a problem with her eye, and he felt like he should go over there and, you know, do something to help her. You know, like he felt like he could do something to help her make her eye not be so severe or whatever.
Okay.
And he said, "Mom, I just didn't feel like I could do that." Okay, and I said, "Well, that's because, you know, way back in the Roman days." You know, there was a big power between church and government, and they didn't want you to have power. They didn't want you to have personal power. And now, he comes from a very don't believe in God, and I come from a very strong believe in God. So we had this discussion, and you know, God said he made us in his likeness, so why wouldn't we think that we could heal? Why wouldn't we think we could help people?
Interesting.
And I told him, you know, the government has, they don't want us to be, you know, to be that powerful or to be, I mean, they hung priests because they had a bigger castle than, you know, the king. And, you know, it was, there was a big government between the government and the religious.
Connie,
border.
do you think those guys with the hairsprayed hair and the polyester suits that are going, "Be healed," and pushing people back in the pews, do you think they're healing them?
No.
Okay.
I don't really know. I just think that we have opportunities that in our daily life, on a daily basis, that we know we should do something. That we know we get a prompting, whether it's from the Spirit, whether it's from you know, whatever, the universe, whatever, we get it. And we choose not to do it because we've been taught that, oh, no, we can't, you know, that's weird. We can't do that. That's something bad.
Sure.
And I think it has a lot to do with what people wanting to control other people. Because if you have power, we wouldn't need all the government and all the intervention and all the different religions.
Well, what would the doctors think? I mean, if all of a sudden they lost their monopoly because people were able to heal themselves more effectively. It'd be an interesting world. Certainly you're going to come up against a lot of skepticism with a viewpoint like that, and it isn't, of course, no way testable whatsoever. Of course, there have been some amazing stories out there of people healing themselves with what appears to be nothing more than the power of their own mind. I mean, you can't deny some of the stories. The guy who does the Dilbert comic strip, Scott Adams, was able to overcome what the doctors told him was a, you know, terminal problem that he was going to be like this for the rest of his life. I guess terminal is not the right word, but he was going to have this debilitating condition for the rest of his life. And he decided for himself that he didn't care what the doctors thought, that he wasn't going to have that particular condition. And sure enough, he snapped out of it after a little bit of time. It didn't happen the next day, but it happened.
Exactly. And why do we choose, I mean, especially when he's at a seminar, he's talking about the law of attraction, and yet we still put limitations on ourselves. We still think that, oh, well, we can do this, create any reality we want, but we're not allowed to heal, or we're not allowed to. And it doesn't have to be, you know, the public throwing the people back. You just go over and touch someone. You go over and give whatever you think you're supposed to do. And you listen to that voice.
I think that there's a lot of sort of, again, non-scientific evidence that points to what you're saying. I mean, when they bring in animals into the hospital, they find that it brings people's mood up, and when they're feeling happier and they're feeling healthier, they get healthier.
Placebo effect
is a great example of
this. All you have to do is talk to massage therapists, ask them whether the human touch can heal, and they'll tell you yes.
Yeah, but you can't test it in any sort of scientific circumstances, so you just sort of have to take that on and believe it, which can be hard to do in today's society. And that's, I think, what you're talking about, Connie, is that we've been told over and over again from these authority figures, people that claim to be authorities on certain things, whether they be government people or doctors or whatever, been told that, well, you can't do that. Only I can do that, or we'll decide if you live or die.
You can hurt somebody.
And, you know, what if that's all not true? What if it was just all to mislead you into believing that you couldn't do what you actually can? It's an interesting thing to think about. I want to thank you for the call, Connie. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Let's talk to Mike, listening in Keene, New Hampshire, WKBK. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what a pleasure talking to you. You're talking about property taxes, one of my favorite subjects. You know why we have property taxes, Ian?
Why? Go ahead.
To feed the parasites that work in government.
And
I'm telling you the truth. They feed. See, parasites get greedy.
Mm-hmm.
And they feed, and they need more and more and more. This is why your property taxes go up. Right? You know, I mean, I can go on and on, but I'll take one thing right now. Look at the public schools. See, I'm a strong advocate of the voucher system, choice in education. But see, that threatens the NEA and their union, because that is what will break the back of the NEA. We should privatize education.
It hasn't broken. Before you go on, it hasn't broken their back down in Florida. They got upset about it, but they're still alive and well down in Florida. And the reason why is because the voucher system is only rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. A real privatization or marketization situation would be to have parents keep their money in the first place instead of having to beg for it back from the governments in the form of a voucher. That would be the ideal situation. Don't you agree?
Well, hey, listen, any choice in education means that you would, if you have a kid and whatever it costs to educate them, you would get the voucher, and then you wouldn't be at the mercy of the public education system, because that's what you are. If you don't have a lot of money, you are at the mercy of public education, and public education is another parasitic system that feeds on people.
Even with the voucher system, I'm still at the mercy of the parasites in the town that are taking my money in order to pay off these vouchers. Am I not?
Well, yes, but see, my big thing is you will be able to send your kids to a private school for a lot less money than public school.
But wait, what about me? I don't have kids.
Well, then if you don't have any children, then you would be able to, my thing would, you should be able to opt out of the out of the system entirely.
Well, great. Then why even bother with the vouchers
right.
then?
If you can opt out, then it's just optional.
Right. I'm with you there. I like the idea of opting out. Like, I don't have kids, or I want to take my money and invest it somewhere else, or I want to give it to somebody that has kids or whatever. I want to be able to control my own finances. So why would I want to even give my money in the first place to a bunch of bureaucrats to have them then take a chunk off the top for their bureaucratic overhead and then cut me a check back with my own money? I mean, it's so inefficient and useless. And there's one more factor, and I touched on this earlier, and I think it's pretty important. If you have a voucher system, it may not be the first year, but down the line, the government bureaucrats are going to come in, probably at the behest of the NEA or the teachers' associations. They're going to come into those private schools that are taking those vouchers, and they're going to say, well, hell, if you want our vouchers next year, you're going to have to implement this curriculum and these rules and this curriculum.
You need to have 2% milk in the cafeteria available and whole milk. That the pizza needs to be, you know, this type of cheese. You can't have peanuts anywhere on the property. I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff.
As long as
physical education must include this many hours of this much stuff.
And, you just give them time, and that's where that will go. And so to prevent that from happening, we shouldn't even go down the voucher road in the first place.
Well, then what are we going to do? We have got to break the back of the NEA, and we've got to get out of the public education
system. I think, here's my proposal. And I'm really excited about this idea. It's hard for me to get my girlfriend excited about it because she's frightened to death they're going to throw us out of our home. But my idea is to have parents and others who are sick and tired of this nonsense just simply stop paying the school portion of the property taxes. I mean, I'd prefer to not pay any of it.
The teachers have a union. They all have unions. The government, the police, everyone that works in the government has a union. So I've been advocating this for years. What we need to do then, we need to form our own union where we all stick together the way they stick together. Because what it's coming down to, Ian, it's going to be them against us.
Us versus them. That's what it's always been.
And then we would support each other.
Yep.
So then let them try to take away all of our homes.
Exactly.
Let them try.
You have got it nailed, sir, and I'm in 100% agreement because it won't take very many of us. You don't have to have a majority. You don't even have to have 10%. If you only had more than a handful of homeowners with the courage to just say no to these parasites, they couldn't take all their property, especially if we banded together and if one was being targeted, you could go over there or camp out in their yard or whatever. There could be all kinds of different things that could happen. I think you're going to see this idea develop and flourish over time. So thank you for the call tonight, Mike. We appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Nick.